Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Head over to Dr. David Hilden on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline, Vice President of Medical Affairs at Hennepin Healthcare. And, of course, a practicing physician, too, I might add. Dr. Hilden, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Dave. I'm personally doing okay, but I have to tell you that Minnesota's in for a rough go of it in the coming months. So I'm a little bit concerned.
What do you think is going on in the rural areas? They seem to be getting hit hard right now.
Indeed, they are. We have a conference call every week with the eight large healthcare systems in Minnesota. There's eight in roughly, and the smaller hospitals, which are called critical access hospitals, because truly, they're critical to getting people in greater Minnesota care. They are seeing cases, which is new. And they didn't have that last May. It was all in the Twin Cities. And now that's not the case. It's throughout Minnesota. So the metro area hospitals are filling up. This is not just more testing. We're filling up. And the big hospitals in St. Cloud, Rochester, and Duluth, they are getting more cases like they had not seen before. I had a conversation with a colleague in Duluth and a conversation with a colleague at Mayo in Rochester. They are seeing cases like they had not seen this past spring. And so that is spilling over to all the critical access hospitals, those smaller hospitals that do such a good job caring for greater Minnesota. They are starting to see cases. And so that's a concern. Our hospitals are facing strains like we haven't seen since May.
Steve just had a news story about our Department of Health commissioner saying that the rapid tests that are going to try target asymptomatic young people to keep them from spreading the virus unknowingly. I want to get your reaction to that, and will that help, Dr. Hilden?
Oh, I think it's a good idea. So testing is one leg of a, I don't know how many legged stool, but it's a one leg of our strategy. Testing alone doesn't do anything except just find out who's got it. But testing then with appropriate response to what we learn, that's how we control this thing. So if we can do rapid tests, which aren't quite as accurate as the nasty nasal swabs or even the saliva tests, but they're good, they're pretty good. If we could do that, that could be one of the ways we get back to some sense of normalcy. Schools and the like, because most of our problems, if you will, are the result of us not doing as a community what we know we need to do. And so we can test, and it will find more cases. But the problem that we're seeing is that the number of hospitalizations and the number of deaths is rising, and it's rising at a rapid rate. If we don't find out who has this and isolate them and keep them away from others, we're in for another 3 months of a very rough winter, and a lot of Minnesotans are not going to survive it. So the rapid testing is one part of that that could really help. Kids is a great idea because kids, like we've talked about, they don't get symptoms very much, maybe a couple little sniffles here and there, but they carry the virus and give it to others. So if we could identify them, that would be really helpful, as long as then we do what we have to do with the data that we learn. So I'm hopeful about that strategy.
Are you concerned about Halloween this weekend?
I am. I am. My wife and I were talking, what are we going to do? Having one kid come up to your house and no others wouldn't be that big a deal. But going from house to house, touching things, grabbing things, taking things from the house, candy, is actually a high-risk activity. But I also have this other side of me that wants to say this is for children. They have to have fun. So whatever adults can do to find safe ways to have to make this meaningful for children, I'm all in favor. We talked about, do we sit on our front step and lob the candy from 8 feet away? Some people are doing the shoot, like a half pipe of PVC pipe or something, and slide the candy into a bag from 6 or 8 feet away. People have talked about that. Trick-or-treating is probably a high-risk activity, though. It's very difficult to do it safely. So backyard parties from a distance, watching scary movies, that's a good idea. Pre-packaged candy that you set out on a table might be an okay idea, but I am quite worried about it. And adult parties, costume parties, indoor locations would be a disaster. That is something that people should simply say, I'm not going to do this year. That would be simply a disaster.
Briefly, before I let you go, for those who vote on Tuesday, and I know many, many, many record numbers are pre-voting, but there will be a lot of people out voting Tuesday as well. Any thoughts that we should have about voting? Any references from you, Doctor, what we should just be prepared for and how we should protect ourselves?
Right. We should do, obviously voting is such an important thing that we have to find a way to do it. I would encourage every single Minnesotan to vote, even if you have to do it in person. But just maybe go at times when the line isn't so long. And I don't know if that's maybe not right when they open or right when they close, but go late morning or early afternoon. Without a doubt, wear a mask. Keep your distance. Stand far apart. Stand outside if it's a decent enough day, and do your duty and your responsibility and your obligation to vote. But just make sure you mask up. Make sure you wash your hands. Take a bottle of gel sanitizer. Don't stand next to another person. And I think it is something that we simply have to do. And so we're just maybe just take whatever precautions that you can. And I think you can reduce your risk. But I think it's so important to vote. So I would just encourage people to just be as safe as possible.
We're going to head to a jobs report here with the news in just a couple minutes. But I do want to get your show ideas for Sunday. Anything special we should be listening for this Sunday morning?
What we thought we'd do is just open up the phones. We've been doing topics every other week, and we've been doing open lines on the alternate week. So we'll take questions on literally anything that's on people's minds this coming Sunday.
Dr. Hilden, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Stay safe, and I'll look forward to talking to you next week.
As always, happy to be with you, Dave.
And catch Dr. Dave on Sunday mornings here. It's a great show on WCCO at 7:28. We'll check business after the news, and Steve has a jobs report coming up in his news. That's straight ahead as the morning show continues on this Thursday.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.